And beginning in verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter 3, Paul says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, and as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for the testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, and proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." Lord, tonight we thank you for the opportunity we have to come and assemble here in thy house. And Lord, this evening as we look into your word, we pray that your word this evening will speak to our hearts, that it'll do for us what needs to be done in each life here. We all need encouragement and strength and comfort. Times we need to be challenged and convicted. But most of all, Lord, I think we just need to know you. And Lord, tonight as we look into your word, please reveal yourself to us through Jesus Christ, your Son. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. Paul, of course, writing here to the Hebrew Christians, those who had converted from Judaism to Christianity, and as he writes this epistle, he begins in the first two chapters, and the book of Hebrews is basically a book showing Jesus Christ's superiority, the superiority of Christ. And he begins in chapter 1 and 2, and he shows how that Jesus Christ was superior to the angels of yesterday. But as he gets to chapter number 3, he's going to talk to these Jewish Christians tonight about somebody else, about a man by the name of Moses. And he's going to show the superiority of Jesus Christ, that Jesus was far greater than Moses tonight. And this evening, as you look into this scripture, you'll find that he begins it by talking in verse number 1, and he makes this appeal. He said, "Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." And the word "consider" there means to take a long and hard look. You need to make sure that you know about Jesus Christ. I think the one thing that the church of today is lacking in, one thing today that the world is lacking in, is a real knowledge of the Jesus of the Bible this evening. I believe tonight that Adrian Rogers once said that we do not need to preach theology. We do not even need to preach revelation. We need to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The world needs to know tonight about Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is speaking here to these Hebrew Christians about, and he's speaking to you and I tonight, that we need to really know Jesus. We need to know all about the Lord tonight. I'm afraid that many times we have a misconception, and there are so many misinterpretations and misconceptions and many things that are said about Jesus tonight that are absolutely untrue. When you get to the pages of the Holy Word of God, God here reveals to us the Word in the Word of God, the Son of God. Because all of the Bible tonight is God's revelation of His Son, unto us. Jesus Christ is everywhere in the Bible. And Paul here, as he speaks to these Hebrew Christians, he's saying you need to make sure. You need to take a long and a hard look. You need to consider Jesus Christ. You need to make sure you know everything you can about him. Because if you know everything you know you can find out about Jesus tonight, you'll be okay. I'll assure you tonight that you might not have a doctorate in theology, or you may not know how many toes is on the third left foot of some creature in Revelation tonight, but if you know Jesus Christ this evening, everything's going to be all right. Amen. And that's what Paul is saying here to these Hebrew Christians, that you need to consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He talks and begins to talk about the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus. He said who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. He talks about the faithfulness of Christ. The Bible describes him as the faithful and true witness. And the word faithful here literally means trustworthy. He's worthy of our trust. And he begins to talk about Moses, and he talks about how that Moses tonight was faithful in all his house. And the word house here is literally the word of household, and he's speaking here about the nation of Israel. He's speaking about the people of God. He's speaking about tonight those Jews that Moses was placed over. You know, sometimes I'm afraid that we get the wrong conception tonight about the house of God. He talks here as he talks about Jesus, and he talks about how that we are the house of God. You know, most of the time when people begin to talk about the house of God, they talk about the church building. They talk about the building where we meet together to worship and praise and do all of those things that we do tonight as we meet together. But never have the misconception tonight that this building is really the house of God. Now, I understand tonight that it's dedicated, that it's set aside, that it's sanctified for the purpose of the worship of God. And I tonight appreciate that. But as you study the Old Testament and you find that God says who can contain God in a house? God cannot be contained in a house. And when the New Testament talks about the house of God and the temple of God, it's talking about the people of God. We are the house of God. If by some freak of nature a tornado were to come through and destroy this building and send it tumbling over into Alabama or Tennessee, as it did many things not a couple of 3 years ago. If tonight a fire was to come or some other catastrophe and the building was gone, the church is still here. We are the church. We are the house of God. We are the people of God. We need to understand that tonight. It's not some place tonight that we simply gather together, but we are the house of God. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. We are placed into the body of Christ by that one Spirit this evening. We are the house of God. And he talks how that the house that Christ built is superior. You see, Jesus Christ is superior to all. He's superior to Moses. He's superior to Abraham. He's superior to Mohammed. He's superior tonight to Buddha and Gandhi and all of these other people we are taught to be tolerant of this evening. I mean, when you begin to think about it tonight, when you begin to try to compare Jesus Christ to anybody else, it's like comparing a bicycle to a Rolls Royce. Who can you compare Jesus to when you begin to think about it tonight? Who can you begin really compare Jesus to? I guess one of my favorite passages of Scripture in all of the Bible tonight is found in the book of the Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. And the Song of Solomon is a wonderful poetical book. It's a book about the love of a man for a woman and a woman for a man. And in Song of Solomon, chapter number 5, the bride, here speaking about the bridegroom, about the beloved, says in verse number 8, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick of love. I'm sick and I'm in love. This woman's in love with the bridegroom. This bride is in love with the bridegroom. And it's speaking here of the love that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's speaking here tonight of the love that God has put in our hearts tonight for our Savior and our Redeemer. We love the Lord. This woman's saying, I love. I'm in sick. I'm in love. And somebody comes along and says, well, now wait a minute. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than any other beloved that thou dost so charged us? But what's so special about your beloved? What's so special about your bridegroom? What's so special about this person? You know, people say, well, what's so different about Jesus? Why you always want to lift up Jesus? We can all be tolerant. We can all go to the same heaven and worship the same God. We just do it in different ways. Why is Jesus so important? That's what they're asking this woman. Why are you so beloved? Why? What's so unique? And boy, she begins to give a description. My beloved is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000. Who are you going to compare Christ to? You look at 10,000 lilies of the field and the lily of the valley will outshine them all. You go outside tonight and look up in the stars in the heaven and you look at all the stars in the sky and you look at 10,000 stars and the bright and the morning star still outshine them all. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ is the chiefest of 10,000 and 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000. Jesus Christ tonight is head and shoulders above every individual that's ever lived and walked upon this earth. He is far superior to all the Old Testament prophets. He's far superior to all the Old Testament patriarchs. He's far superior tonight to all of the New Testament apostles. He's far superior to anybody else tonight that's ever stood up and claimed to be a religious leader. Jesus Christ is far superior to all of them. He's the cheapest among 10,000. His head is his most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are the eyes of doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are gold rings set with beryl. His belly is bright ivory, overlaid with sapphire. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. And she sums it up by saying very simply, yea. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether lovely. Amen. Jesus Christ is superior tonight. He tonight is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to redemption. He's the only way to salvation. He's superior. That's what Paul is making and trying to make an impression upon these Hebrews of yesteryear, making to you and I tonight and many of those people who today want to say, well, you know, we can all get to heaven in different ways. Well, I want you to understand tonight that Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are. He is the Son of God, and he's the only begotten Son of God. The Marine Corps hymn tonight ends with the phrase that if the Army and the Navy ever gaze upon heaven's sweet scenes, they'll find the gates are guarded by the United States Marines. Well, I got news for them tonight. If you ever gaze upon heaven's sweet scenes, tonight you'll find tonight that you're there by the grace of God because of Jesus Christ and his blood. Paul says, hey, what are you going to compare Jesus to? Moses is a great man. Moses was a wonderful individual, a great prophet. But he's far, 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 far superior. Jesus Christ tonight is greater than Solomon. He's wiser tonight than Solomon. Never underestimate tonight what Paul is saying here. He's making sure these Hebrews understand the importance, the superiority of Jesus Christ. I'm sad to say we live in that day when so many people want to twist and turn and go in different directions and take away from Jesus Christ. I want to tell you tonight, glory to God, we better stand up on the rock. We better tonight understand that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh to the Father except by him. And all of these people are running around tonight talking about all of these other things tonight. What we really need to get back to telling people tonight is Jesus. You see, we can look at all the problems of the world tonight, and we can talk about all the problems of the world, but what we really need to talk about sometime, I think, is the solution to the problem, and that solution tonight is Jesus Christ. I know you've heard the old story of how the preacher was trying to get his some work done on his Bible study and was taking care of his little girl, and she kept bothering him with questions, so he decided that he'd give her something to do for a little while and occupy her mind. So he looked through a magazine and he found a map of the world, and he took it and he began to tear it in pieces. He shook them all up in his hand and he handed it to her and said, I want you to put the world back together, and when you get the world back together, I want you to put some tape on it and let me look at it and see how good a job you done. He thought, well, that'll take her a while, and I'll have time to get done with what I've got to do. A few minutes later, she come walking in, had it all taped together, and handed it to him. And he said, my goodness, honey, how did you do that? He said, I didn't even know you knew where all these places in the world was. She said, I don't know anything about the world, Daddy. She said, on the other side was a picture of a man. When I got the man right, the world come out okay. That's the truth, isn't it, tonight? And that's what Jesus does. He changes people tonight. And then people change the world. He's superior. I'm glad of that this evening. In verse 7, he said, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice. We need to be listening to the voice of Christ. We need to be listening to the voice of God. We need to be listening. You see, sometimes we're not listening, are we? We hear, but we're not really listening. We better really listen to God. Sometimes when people are talking, we're not real attentive. We better be attentive to God. Listen to the Lord. If you'll hear his voice, that's what we need to hear. We need to hear from God. we need to hear from the Lord. And we're going to hear tonight through the Scripture and the Spirit of God. He's going to speak to us and teach us and lead us and guide us and direct us and give us victory tonight. He's going to do all of those things that we need done in our lives if we'll only listen to Him. I close with this. As Paul talks here about the superiority of Christ, and he talks about the importance of preaching Christ and all the books that he wrote. A preacher one time asked his little girl, he said, "Honey, what's going to happen if one of these days we go to a church and they quit talking about Jesus?" She said, "We better get out of there quick." I want to tell you folks tonight, we don't ever stop talking about Jesus, and when they do, we better get out of there quick. Because that's what the Bible's about. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm glad tonight Jesus loves me and he loves you. I'm glad that he's superior tonight, that no one can take his place, and I can't compare him to anyone this evening. But I can stand and tell you tonight that he saved my soul. That he put me on the road to heaven. And one of these days I'm going to gaze upon heaven's sweet scenes because of what Jesus did for me. All right. You'll stand together with me. Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message and use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.